Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. You could call us at 408-228-4911, or you could send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. For this episode, our good friend Kevin Miller has already departed for India.
So I won't be in tonight's episode.
No. Well, you'll be there in spirit.
I'm not here. In fact, it's just Justin talking for a solid hour and a half.
Yeah.
Which is really not that hard to imagine.
Plug said we have October 6th. I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv with Darren Carter. And pushing the November 4th CD recording at Rooster Teeth Feathers. Remember, you can get your tickets by just clicking on the flyer at justincomedy.com. Please buy them now. Please, please, please.
Namaste, Orati or Adme. That means hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am in India currently. You can track what's going on. You can get to it easiest by going to thekevinmiller.com, and there's a link to our Indian blog. Again, that's easiestly found at thekevinmiller.com. Easiestly is a word.
Enjoy the non-beef.
Non? Yeah, that means no bread in India.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, bye.
Fast of a fade, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little less. Words are here. People are saying some words, and they're saying some lyrics and bunch of words. These are words that are being said. Word, 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 word. Three words. Lots of words, words.
All right, that's enough of that annoying crap. Welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast.
Here's some
ever.
New annoying crap. The second funniest.
Buckle up for some annoying crap. So I feel like it's been a while since we've done this, but it hasn't been that long. Am I right?
No, it's because, just a week.
It's because we moved it back 2 days. I had to do a thing for the... There's a book called The Teen Secret, and I was helping out.
What is The Secret?
The Secret is... it's, you know, for such a complex book, you would think that The Secret, with the way they sell it, would be something that's really complex. It's very simple.
Yeah.
How they managed to turn it into a 200-page book and an hour and a half plus long movie, whatever it is, it's if you think and focus on what you want, it will happen.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Done. End of story.
You know,
so they wrote a teen version, and I didn't read this version, but what I was told is that if you get a pimple on your face, it's because you weren't thinking positively.
Oh, man.
Has nothing to do with the fact that you ate too much chocolate or maybe you just didn't bathe enough. It has everything to do with the fact that you you didn't think positively.
See, and this drives me nuts. Because
here we go. Can of worms.
You're going to start right off. Because you know what other book says that you have the power to control your own destiny?
The Bible.
No.
Oh,
the Book of Satan.
Oh!
If you read the...
Some would say the opposite of the Bible.
You can. And it's funny because it is the opposite of the Bible, where the Bible preaches to love outward, the Book of Satan and the Satanic Book. It's about loving yourself. It's about putting your needs above other people's needs. Same thing as saying you have the power to control the universe around you. Because here's the deal about The Secret. Now, no disrespect to anybody who believes in The Secret. I mean, no disrespect. But I'm going to tell you from an honest... We're going to do it real. We're going to go real right out of the box.
You're wrong.
No. I'm going to tell you why The Secret doesn't work for
me. I'm going to tell you what Kevin's going to tell you. He's going to tell you, Oprah, to take that book and shove it up your ass.
That's right. And I have not read the book, The Secret. I have had many conversations about it. So if somebody...
I thought you were going to say with it. I was
exactly. I've talked right at that book. I've been like, you can show me cover to cover, but I'm judging you. Here's the thing. So if there's a chapter on this in The Secret, then please tell me. Call in. Tell me how I'm... Call in right now.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. My mother passed away of cancer 2 years ago. Nobody on this planet believed that she could get healthier more than me. Mm-hmm. No, but I wanted it so bad for her to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get healthy. And I guarantee you, no matter how positively I thought, no matter how positively anybody thought, cancer was not going to leave her body.
And you know what the author of The Secret would tell you?
What's
you
that?
Didn't think positive.
See,
enough.
And that's BS.
And that makes anybody... Because here's the thing. If this secret thing turns into a religion, this is one of the religions that'll make me want to kick people in the balls. Because if you can honestly say, because that's what I was doing. When you were saying it, I was like, oh, that's a really, really valid point. Yeah. I wonder what somebody who was just blindly like, this is what I do. Because here's the thing. There are people in this world that if you deviate in any way, shape, or form from what they need to have happen, then they think that it's black or white. That if there's a little bit of gray, then it's like, oh, you can't burst my bubble. Burst my bubble because it'll screw up everything for me.
And this really is, I'm not being facetious here or ridiculous. It really is a tool of the devil.
Are you being second funny?
Yeah, I am. So this is second funniest thing we've ever talked about. It is a tool.
I'm not so worried about facetious. I don't
second
care.
Facetious.
As long as you are pulling at least an 80% average on the humor factor.
You make fart noises the entire time I say this sentence.
But that might be too funny.
Okay. Make them every now and then. Make some of them question mark ones. Like,
all right. Okay.
Like that. Okay. All right. So it really is a tool of the devil.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
It's better than a fart noise. To subvertly tell everybody in this like very hippie way that it's...
You just keep going. I'll
okay.
find spot.
Sorry, okay. I was trying to give it to your turn. Okay. It's a tool of the devil to tell everybody that they have the power to control things. Well done.
Thank you.
Because by doing that, you're saying, I don't need you, God, which is everything that the devil wants. That's good. First one I didn't get, but that second one made a lot more sense.
I meant to go shocker, and I went, ta-da!
The devil! That's it. Or Martians. One of the two.
That one's mislabeled. There we go. That's there what I meant to do. We got so many. Oh, we haven't did this one at all.
Finally, I'm not talking about something nerdy.
I know.
That I'm passionate
Poor
about.
Joseph Bears is so sober right now on his run. That's what's happening. We're ruining America.
Andorians, Bullions, Nausicaans. Here's a thing that happened at our church once. We meet in the old Hollywood Pacific Theater down on Hollywood Boulevard, and you've been there to set it up, right, Justin?
The way you said that, like you were reminding me. You've been there.
You know.
People listening would probably assume that I'm like, what? What? Do you have a job?
I thought you just came over.
What? I was worried about how you were paying for your bills.
I decided that you were going to come over and record a podcast. And you
I focused
did.
And you just showed up every
it
just, week.
And it made it happen.
Sometimes we had to move it around, but that's because I didn't think positively enough. And that's on me. And for that,
that's
I apologize.
Because you have complete control of the entire fabric of reality.
I'm going to backpedal real quick. So bookmark whatever you're, because this just made me think of another thing, is that would that also mean, though, as the secret, do you only have effect over your own life? You don't have an effect over somebody else's life. Because what if...
You have to, though, because if I want a job, then I have to want
that's what I'm
enough.
Saying, yeah.
But that makes you, the job giver, have to want me to give the job
because,
to me.
Like, because to me, it's like there's obviously a lot of people who don't want us to be in Iraq, say, right?
Sure.
So is it just because there's not enough people that don't want us to be in Iraq and there are more people who do want us to be there? You know what I mean? Like, by their theory.
See, and this is what I would love to know more about The Secret is, does it give power to some unseen force? Is it that expression, I give things to the universe, I give things over the universe. In my experience, the more you give to some inanimate object like the universe, infinite and ungiving, the more you're just going to see your things go away.
I don't think it's saying, like, it's not saying like give away money. It's not saying
No, I meant
that.
Like the phrase, I'm going to give it up to the universe. I'm going to put it out there.
You're going to, like, it's like Natalie likes to say, she flies by the seat of her pants where I like to plan. And, well, like, to me, I think that people who fly by to the seat of their pants are asshole idiots.
I'm more, before you hit your wife, I more mean the expression, I'm gonna put it out to the universe, meaning like
I'm gonna send a vibe out there.
I want the six-figure job. I'm just gonna put that out there.
I'm gonna put some of this sweet sativa indica into this hookah, and I'm gonna take a couple puffs,
and I'm just gonna see what happens.
I'm gonna vibe out.
I'm gonna be like, suddenly the walls are bleeding. Cheerios.
I'm gonna dab some patchouli oil on my neck. I'm gonna stop manicuring my body in any way, shape, or form.
What version of The Secret do you read?
The right one? I wrote my own version.
Here's the other thing about
it's
The Secret.
Secret.
Exactly. Is if something is truth, it usually isn't The Secret.
What do you mean?
Well, like, if something is real, if something is a real way of living and yeah. solving, it's not a secret.
Like, well, I think, honestly, that this, I mean, here's the thing. The reality is this author has nothing but the best of intentions, I'm
sure. I believe that's true.
Of trying to help people, because I don't think this book is for you and I. This book is for people who live and walk around with a thundercloud above their head, you know, that rains on them
all
day.
There's so much.
These are the people that need antidepressants. Is what I'm saying.
But see, there's so much affluency in our culture. Like, there's so much. We have so much, and so, you know, the same thing where people want more money. You want more money, and there's never enough. You never have enough money. It's the same problem with time.
Yeah.
Like, we want more. We want more things to go our way so that we can have more time. But you never have enough time.
No.
You're no matter what you do, you're always going to be mad when you're in line at the checkout stand because you're wasting your time having to stand. You know what? You should be thanking God that you have a car to drive you there so it took you 10 minutes instead of 6 days to walk to the market, and you live out on a prairie in the middle of nowhere.
Why are we giving this away for free? We should have our own. What's the opposite of a secret? A rumor?
No, then it'd be truth.
We're just going to call our book The Truth.
I think that
or let's just
taken.
Call it, I don't want to be arrogant. Let's call it A Truth.
Oh, that's good.
And then we could just say, listen, it's a truth. Okay.
It's a part,
if you want to be a liar and not be a part of a truth, then that's so be
some
it.
Some general parts of reality.
Who likes to lie?
Yeah.
No one.
We should just call it stuff that's real.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Like facts.
Facts. And but we got to come up with some cute way of doing it so we don't spell like
facties.
F-A-C-T-S. We go facts, like facsimile.
Ooh, that's good.
Just call it facsimile and just confuse the shit out of people.
I'm already confused.
Good. That means we're on the right track.
So here's what happened.
Because if you read the... I never read The Secret, but I did watch the movie, which was far better than the book,
I'm
told.
Did you say that in that movie, Natalie fell asleep and woke up an hour later and said, they're still talking about this?
Yes, because it's an hour and a half of the same thing, but they have 18,000 different people, and then they have all of these religious symbols that just pop up behind them, like zodiac signs and Mason symbols, and like
like a contract.
The fish Jesus, I think, is in there too somewhere. Like, there's all this stuff that happens behind
the Oregon
them.
State flag, which has a beaver on the back, by the way. My brother's favorite factoid about Oregon.
They have a globe with just Alaska and Hawaii. Only them, because they're always broken up. It's just the bottom corner of a map.
I hate to go to that. I was going to say that alternate reality where the Earth is just Alaska and Hawaii, and they're like...
Those are pretty places.
They are nice, but what do you do for the rest of the planet? It's all just water. Hey, I'm going to go over to the water.
Yeah, I think that fixes our global warming issue. Don't have to have cars.
You won't be here. You're in California, a.k.a. under the ocean.
Oh, I got gills. I didn't think of that. I'm a fish. Would we be fish if we had gills? If like Kevin Costner, is he a fish? Or is, you know what I mean, in Waterworld?
Because I'm trying to think if there are any mammals who have gills, and I don't believe so. I think gills are...
Does a platypus have gills? Because it's like the butt of all animals, right?
It's the lowest rung of the marsupials.
Lowest rung?
Yeah. It's like...
It rides in the back of the bus?
No, not that kind of rung.
What do you mean?
Meaning that it's the furthest behind in the mammal evolution. If that makes sense. Like, it's the one that's like, I didn't know we were doing pouches.
Oh, that's hysterical. That's hysterical. Come on, platypus.
I didn't know.
That's what it is. Yeah. Platypus is the one hitting some sweet indica sativa on a hookah, putting some patchouli oil in his beaver duck fur.
I've got a secret. Here's the deal. I'm kind of a bird.
Yeah.
Kind of a mammal.
And all the other animals are like, dude, we decided like a million years ago, bro. Come on.
Let's move on.
I'm telling you got to just do it. He's like, I don't know. I kind of like being a beaver duck. And they're like, dude, come on. Put your life together.
Yeah, I really got to look this up because something tells me, everything I know about science tells me that that's what I've just described as wrong.
No, it's right because it's funny to me.
It's true.
Like, can you imagine like an elk is like, come on, I'm super fast. You know, I'm sure he gets to eat me, but I'm living the life, dude. I got a great diet. I'm always slim and trim.
Disney's always shooting me for their giant IMAX movies.
See, it's the best. It's I run across the Serengeti. People want to take my picture. What do you do, platypus? You sit there.
I don't know. Platypi are in a lot of nature movies.
They're in a lot of jokes.
That's true.
They're a lot of jokes.
Has anybody actually seen a platypi?
Oh, you're saying they're platypus. Not real.
I think they're things that people invent, like the book The Secret.
Oh, those bastards. They thought
that's what we call our book.
The platypus?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, this is how creation happens, people.
Oh, this is how. So at the church, we're putting up these gates. We have these giant metal gates to close the theater up, and we're putting them up, and it takes like eight of us to do it. And this woman
trying to keep people out of the church? I thought the idea
we were closing. Over. The day was
closing
like,
time.
It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
What time? Oh, 2 o'clock is when you guys close
It depends
down?
On what's going on, but the church
If you guys are closing down at 2 o'clock, then why does everybody complain about banker's hours? You know when somebody gets off early, like, oh, you got banker's hours? It should be, oh, you got churcher's hours?
Well, the church service is at 11, which is super late, especially for
11
churches.
At night?
11 a.m.
Oh.
And people are getting there early.
You got a slacker church is what you're telling me?
We have a Hollywood church.
Yeah.
It's church in Hollywood. So we started, like, some of us start at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then the church service starts at 11, and then we're done by 12:30. People go to have lunch because it's late in the day, and so the place is pretty empty by 1:30. So 2 o'clock is usually a late day.
Oh, okay.
Unless anything's happening
for a second, I got confused, and I was concerned that people were leaving in the middle of the sermon because they're like,
some
I got
do.
A lunch thing. I
you
got
know
a lunch
who you
thing.
Are. The people who leave it exactly
I think you're talking to me. I'm like, I've been there
you
once.
You know. You came for Easter, and we stayed all day.
And we left. Yes, we left early.
You helped clean.
I did.
Are you interested in coming back, by the way?
To
I could
church?
Use more help
cleaning
at the end of the day.
Not if that's what I got to do.
No, you could just be part of the team. What do you want to do at the church? I need a podcast poster.
Oh, I can post podcasts.
You want to do that?
I'm pretty good at it. I've done this one for almost a year now.
It's real easy. Ours is easier.
I've almost... What is it? Why?
Because we don't do as many nice things as you do.
Oh, with the...
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what I bring to the table. If I put up your podcast, every time the guy mentions Satan, what the hell?
See, do we hear you talk about hell?
And then we go shocker.
Right.
And
Satan,
then when they
what
go,
the hell?
We've got too long of an ending on the sound effect.
Yeah.
And then when they go angels,
be good.
It's perfect.
We're not a very charismatic
church. When they talk about Scientologists, I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to go.
I don't think we mentioned manytologists at our church.
And then what else do we talk about? What else? And then if they talk about, you know, God, Old Testament school, I go.
That's good. That's good.
Right?
What if we talk about?
Problem is you can't end the. God sound effect.
What about the nectar of life?
Ooh, nectar of life. Let's see.
You know, something really murky and filled with sauce in it.
May the force be with you.
Oh,
that's what I go for, nectar of life.
Oh, saucy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, saucy!
I just saw what was right in front of me, and I was like, nectar of life. And then it actually made me think of the force. I was like, oh, the force.
What if our interns start geeking out over a lot of the apostles? I was going for nerds.
I know. I don't play what you want.
Okay, what if they talk about that plane crash that happened? Boo! I didn't even know we had a car taking off. Why do we have a car taking off?
It's not a car. It's supposed to be braking because that's what happens when Natalie talks.
It sounds like...
She brings the car. It is. It's a buy. My idea was that it was a car, like the show was screeching to a halt.
I'm pretty sure, but that sounds like peeling out. You could find a better sound effect.
Studio audience agrees.
Yay!
They agree with you, Kevin.
We're putting up the gates, and this woman comes up. Get ready for your sound effects.
Really?
Yeah, because this woman comes up and says, is this a church? I said, yes. Yes, we are. And she said, are you Scientologists? I said, I'm sorry. She said, are you Scientologists? I said, no, we're a church. We're a Christian church. She said, oh, that's very nice. I said, we have services here at 11 o'clock if you're interested. She said, that's nice.
Late.
Yeah, I got it. She said, well, I go to the Church of Light and Science over in Irvine or somewhere. I said, oh, that's nice. She said, yeah, it's a beautiful.
Is that like Scientologists that believe in Jesus?
Well, we're getting there.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I'll stick to sound effects.
She says, it's a beautiful facility. I said, that's great. And she said, well, we believe in a lot of the philosophies that are in the book, The Secret. To which I responded, that's great. We believe in a book called The Bible. She said, well, so do we. I said, great. And she walked on her merry way. Yeah, pretty much. I thought it was fair because so often, if I may speak as a common Christian man, so often There are cows everywhere.
Oh, we're still not playing. I'm sorry.
No, we can't. There are. Did you hear any of that story?
Yeah, I did.
You probably heard me tell it before. It's
no, I know. I haven't
stories.
Heard you tell it.
Really?
No, I don't think so. No, yeah.
The thing is that I find that it's very okay for everybody to talk about their own made-up philosophies on spirituality and existence. But the moment you say, well, I'm a Christian and I believe this, you're the man. You're not allowed to talk anymore. Damn the man. Like, no. Exactly. Like, no, I don't want to hear what you believe in. What you, we've heard 2,000 years about your beliefs.
It's your turn.
Now I get to make up my own answers. I get to write a book and publish it and hand it out to children in malls because that's okay.
Can you, here's the thing. The first thing I thought of when I heard a thought about Scientology, I was like, damn you, L. Ron Hubbard, for thinking of it first. Because I would love to create my own religion. I would love to.
It'd be very exciting.
I mean,
but don't you think there's a lot of responsibility?
Responsibility? Do you think he really had to think it through that much?
Well, I mean, responsibility to your believers and to God, like to the guy who actually did the thing.
No, because nobody really listens to you until after you die. You
got
to die in order for it to be like, okay, because there's a part of
you. You know, somebody else did that.
Who?
His name is Gene Roddenberry.
Hold on. There we go.
Or the rim shot.
Oh.
Or nerds. There were so many.
Oh, there we go.
He invented Star Trek.
There it is.
Teresa? Is Teresa calling?
No. We got to get her back on.
I tried to text. I texted her today saying, are you coming over or what? She didn't take
she
the bait.
She doesn't like us anymore.
She
that doesn't
hates
matter.
Us.
Forget
Teresa
about her.
Teresa Lubelai isn't even listening.
Forget about
Boo!
Her. Who needs her? Am I cutting you off on something?
Not at all. I want you to interject.
So here, I'm gonna jump subjects.
What? We were talking about The Secret.
Oh, no, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about creating our own religion.
Yes, yeah, you're
all right. So let's create our own religion. The first thing that I know from, because when I was in college, I took a class on the basically beginning cultures as far as literature was concerned,
right.
Like the beginning works of literature. So, and they, that's where I came up with that idea where I talked to you about every culture, as far as they know, written history, has some sort of belief in a hyper-phenomenal entity of some kind.
Yeah.
So even like the Greeks had the multiple gods, but the Native Americans have the sun god, all that Mother Nature, all that stuff, right? So we, from what I know, is that first you need is a basic structure of ethics or rules,
yeah.
Right? So the Ten Commandments would be an example. So we can't go Ten Commandments because we're not hacky religion creators.
Yeah.
We go our own way.
Yeah.
So we got to have something else. Something else that we can call it, like, you know, the truths or the way of the dragon.
Okay. How about the golden rule?
The golden rule.
Okay.
We only have one. We're simple.
Yeah.
I like where you're going with this.
Yeah,
this is good.
Yeah.
So what is the golden rule?
Let's see. We want people to feel good, right?
Yes.
Right? And we want them to feel good about themselves.
All right. So our golden rule is don't suck.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
Because if you live a life, right, if you decide to follow the path of not sucking, you're not going to be a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to be a lecher.
You're going to treat other people nicely.
Yeah.
Like how you want to be treated.
Yes.
So you're going to treat them that
way.
Because
otherwise the person who's being treated poorly will be like, you suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then what I like about the simple golden rule is that it also opens us up to have branch out religions of people who don't understand it and they're very anti-prostitution, they're anti-oral sex, they take it to the 10,000th degree.
They get all
Amish, where they live in a society that doesn't have any straws.
Yeah.
What else can they not do?
They don't use vacuum cleaners.
Lollipops are a no.
Yeah, all
that's what
things.
They do. And then they start saying, well, that's why they're called dum-dums, because if you actually suck on them, you're sucking brain cells out into your mouth, and then
that's
you
good.
Swallow them and poop them out.
Uh-huh.
That's what they think.
I think that's good.
So we got our golden rule, don't suck.
Okay.
And then we need some kind of figure, some kind of person who is not human.
We should use, not human. I was going to say we should use everybody's favorite Jacob, your son.
Oh, Jacob.
Because people love
the
babies.
Son of God.
Exactly. The son.
Son of God.
They gotta love that kid. He's adorable.
But that's what we do. His name is Jacob.
Yeah.
But the future will look back in history and call him Jacob.
Yeah, exactly. Because Jesus was actually Duda.
And then that's how they'll, how they'll do, because I remember from Indiana Jones that Yahweh.
With an I. and then it didn't matter because 007 had a jetpack the whole time. He could have fallen through.
And wait, double and was Han that Solo, not Indiana Jones?
Han Solo had a had his own grappling hook.
These are all characters like Abraham and right. Moses and exactly. Han Solo. Oh, what is Han Solo? Han Solo has to be the one to set people free, is he the one that
he's
is
like a follower of Jacob?
And Luke Skywalker teaches us, he teaches the other lesson of the golden rule of not sucking.
We need like a dozen of these guys that can follow Jacob. Like,
is that too close to the Bible though? I don't want him to think because here's what happens. If we follow too closely to the Bible,
right.
then people are like, this is just an offshoot of the Bible.
Right.
That's all these guys are doing.
Let's make it 144. It's like a dozen times a
dozen.
We
go better.
Exactly.
We take however many disciples and we do it again, times again and again.
It's like the dozen went out and found a dozen.
Yeah.
We just dozen it up.
They pyramid schemed
exactly.
It. They pyramid schemed it. Here's what I like. Because this is how we get people to buy into religion. Because people who fall for pyramid schemes, they deserve it.
Exactly.
They deserve to follow two jackasses who make an iPod in their dining room.
Right. That's us.
That's what we do.
And so it works within the pyramid scheme because if we're telling people not to suck, then the way you not suck is by treating the person above you on the pyramid scheme better than you.
Yeah.
And if you're on the pyramid, on the top of this pyramid, you have to be nice to the people below
you.
And then you
create this this pay it forward type not sucking where you have to find three people to teach to not suck.
Although that's been taken. So let's do pay it.
No, I don't want to call it pay it forward.
Yeah,
I just want to call it I'm taking that idea.
Right.
And I'm saying, so if you're going to follow the golden rule, the way you do it is you treat the person who found you and taught you the golden rule better than you, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to find three people who will then treat you better than you
deserve. You just have to go and tell at least three people.
If you go five, then we create like a velvet room in heaven.
The velvet room.
Like a VIP lounge.
Right, I love it.
Room.
You get a little extra something in heaven. Yeah,
we got to create our own. What would be heaven, though? If these guys are following characters like
that's the point.
Han Solo and Luke Skywalker, here's what I say we do.
Right.
We, instead of 72 virgins, you also get 144 cheerleaders.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you do with them?
Whatever you want. They're cheerleaders.
Whatever you cheer with them.
Huh?
Who doesn't love to make cheers?
Well, that's why gay people get into our heaven. That's how we get them in. They could do cheers in
everybody
heaven.
Can get
but
it.
But I'm thinking more of my nerdy brethren.
Right.
Right? When you go to heaven, your little cubicle of heaven, it's a cubicle, I think, but it doesn't feel restricted because it's...
We don't call it heaven, though.
It's really what it is. We don't call it heaven. What do we call it?
Like Jacob's
crib. We call it the holodeck.
I'm pretty sure we can't do that for legal reasons.
No, it's religion. You can steal anything. There's you can't...
Have a holodeck? Because that would be sweet.
Right. That's what I'm saying heaven is.
Yeah.
You could change it at any moment.
Oh,
Right? That's a great holodeck.
I'm down.
Right? Well, it is a holodeck, but you still use it for heaven.
You mean when you said holodeck, I knew you meant heaven.
So if your thing, when you go to the holodeck, you could be like, you know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to tap that captain of the cheerleading squad that I never got a chance to. Boom, it happens. It's right there for you. You could just be like, Misty Stewart, here it comes. That's unfair.
Oh, do you have to delete that?
I don't know. I'm not going to because that was the captain of the cheerleading squad. I didn't really, just in case, real quick, if Misty Stewart is listening... I just want to make it known that if you were offended by my reference to you, it was just because of the coincidence of you being captain of the cheerleading squad. It's not because I really wanted to tap you or hit it and quit it, as some of the kids are saying now. That is not true. I'm not saying that you're not a beautiful woman a beautiful woman.
May I, Prophet Justin of the Don't Suck religion.
That's right. We need a name of this thing. We call it
the
truth.
Jacob's people.
All right. You're a people of Jacob? And they do the one love.
Yeah.
We steal that from the black people.
Which he does. And then he goes, hoo-hoo! Now, why was it okay to tap the anonymous cheerleader, but then when it became Misty, somebody that you knew, it wasn't okay?
Well, here's what happened was in my stream of consciousness, her name fell out, and I said a first and a last name, and then I felt bad.
Right. That's what I'm asking. Why did you feel bad when it became a real person, but when it was just degrading any cheerleader?
Degrading?
or
then that's where it's wrong. Okay. I'm saying that I'm forcing a real person into this hypothetical fantasy.
Okay.
First of all, we need to dispel that myth that it is degrading for a woman to have sex with me. No. I lift you up. You ask my wife. She goes up. When my wife and I make the coitus, I put her up on a pedestal, literally. It's underneath our bed. Pull the pedestal out.
Why?
Because we didn't really like doing step aerobics and we bought it.
I don't think Jacob should.
So she gets
I'm sorry, Jacob, we're building a religion around you. You're a figure.
He's going to be big in history.
Man.
Big time.
That's going to be great.
So we pull it out. I put her up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And that's where it begins.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends with me holding her up and elevating her almost.
I don't think it's that impossible. Like, I believe you, except for the part that your pedestal is under your bed. I'm looking at your bed. It's no taller than my shin.
It's not a big pedestal.
Your bed actually doesn't come above my knee.
It's not a big pedestal.
Even with you on it.
It's like a phone book. Okay.
it's
a phone book step up.
Yeah,
it makes her taller than me, and that's all that matters. It's not degrading is what I'm trying to get across.
Fair enough.
You ask any woman.
Okay.
408-228-4911. Call
in. 98.
Any woman that has made the love of greatness with Justin Worsham, you call in and you tell us what it was about. Even any of the men.
Really?
Any of the men that have made love with me, please call in 408-228-4911.
How many men and women has it been?
You know what? I don't want to give that number out.
More than 10?
I don't know if I'd go that high.
More than 20?
No, I'm saying lower.
More than 50?
Yes. tell you about how it's not degrading to make the love with me, all right? Because, and that's
we have lots of reasons for people to call in. Didn't you have a contest?
Yeah, we're going to get to that at the very end.
But sorry, it's at the end.
Yeah,
my bad.
Don't you ruin the closer.
I didn't realize.
So getting back to, that's why I felt bad about Misty, and that's why I'm apologizing to her, just in case somebody who knows her, or if she, I'm pretty sure she's listening. Because I'll be honest, like if I'm thinking she probably had a thing for me.
Mm.
I mean, let's look at it.
You don't think she's married by now? Or,
oh yeah, but
you know,
she's still got to be,
life.
She's got to be, I mean, because look at any John Hughes movie,
okay.
Rest in Peace.
He'll still make more movies though, right?
Oh yeah.
Even though he's retired.
No, that's what they do. They release the movies that he never got greenlit. They make those scripts that they find in his attic.
Were they gonna do 32 Candles? Where was that movie?
It's coming. It's going to be reimagined and directed by Peter Jackson with
that'd
a lot of special
sweet.
Effects. Either that or Michael Bay, and everything's in slow motion.
Oh, that'll be good.
So,
both of those. Why don't they work together? It'll be a good movie.
Oh,
produced by Steven Spielberg.
Slow motion special effects?
It's never been done. You've blown my mind, Mr.
You're
moviegoer.
You're welcome. So here's my thing. I can't remember what I was on now. Oh, I was talking about Misty Stewart, because if you look at the movie, she's got to be with some bald schlub who works at a tire store. That's what life has taught us.
And you are like at least six steps above that guy.
Right? I'm a comedian. I'm funny. What do women say whenever they say, what do you look for in a guy? What's the first thing they always say?
That he's good looking.
Good looking. Yeah. Good. Okay. All right. Second.
That he's got a good income.
Okay. Third.
Good family.
Wait, what?
Good family.
Oh, I thought you meant he's already got a family.
Oh, yeah, he's got a family.
I was like, really?
I prefer my men married. Please don't make that a drop.
I never would think of this unless you say it.
Well, now I think it's funny to add the part about please don't make that a drop.
I prefer my men married. That's funny. And what's great is I can say it as many times as I want because I make the drops.
Right. Please don't.
So, okay, good family. What's the fourth thing?
Probably good with children.
Okay.
We want children.
I appreciate you prolonging this. The fifth thing?
I wish I knew what you were going
really?
For.
Really? You don't know?
That he's got good taste in clothes?
I don't think so. I think they want more of a man's man.
He's got a sense of direction.
A direction towards...
Fun places to eat dinner.
Because he...
Really good at coming to dinner on time.
Yeah. And that is very important because...
He can make you last longer when you're using toothpaste.
Now you're picking up what I'm putting down.
I don't...
Sense of humor, jackass.
Oh!
Sense of humor.
No, that's
And by
not
the way,
it.
If you are sitting there in your car yelling at Kevin right now, I want you to do me a favor. Take your car, grab yourself a 10-2, and give yourself a stiff turn to the right and drive into a tree. You might think that was serious. Because we don't need your contribution to the gene
pool. Did you just wish somebody to die?
No, not to die, to kill themselves.
Oh, well,
I don't want them on the holodeck. I don't need them there, it's mucking everything up.
Riker's going to be there. He's going to be shorter than he normally is.
Why is he shorter?
Because it's an episode with Barkley. The first, not Joseph Barkley, but first time we meet Barkley, he's like got things wrong with him, right? And so they go into the holodeck, and he's reimagined the staff of the Enterprise as being all these like wimpy people, and Riker is like 4'5". It's very funny. He's also the Three Musketeers.
Wait, who's Barkley? I can't remember who that
Barkley,
guy is.
He's like a really kind of like, oh, Captain, I...
Wasn't he like an assistant to the engineer or something like that?
Yeah, he's an engineer.
Yeah.
Okay, he was in First Contact. He had a scene.
Was his real name Barkley, or you don't know his real name?
No, that's his last name.
You okay?
Yeah, I thought they were pulling down your driveway, the policeman.
Oh.
What is Reginald? Reginald Barkley.
Is his real name.
That's the character's name.
But you don't know the actor's name. Why would I need to know that non-reality?
Come on. I pulled out Reginald Barkley.
No,
that's pretty good.
I'm not saying I'm not impressed.
I just want Reggie.
I want our listeners to know your level of commitment to Star Trek, that you don't care about the people behind the
I dropped
the latex
three
foam.
Alien names earlier tonight at the top. Bullion, Andorian, and Nosigan.
Yeah.
And I can tell you
but
character
astrobe. Hold on. You're getting all defensive about... I'm not questioning your knowledge of Star Trek.
Ordered Champions Online. It should be here in 2 days.
What is that?
It's a,
oh, the
an
superhero.
MMO, but the same people are doing it are making Star Trek Online. Get this, kids. You can play World of Warcraft type gaming as a Star Trek captain. And get this, kids. You can choose any alien from the universe, or better, you can invent your own alien.
You know, wonder which one you're going to do.
You know my character's going to be? First one? It's going to be a little Ferengi named Pong.
Yeah.
You'll be right.
Do you build your own crew?
You can build your own crew. Your own ship.
So the entire Star Trek cast from 96 to 99 is probably going to be on the SS Miller.
I don't know. They haven't mentioned that if you can choose. In role-playing games like these, you usually can only choose one character, and then there are other characters to choose from. But I don't know. They did say that you'll be able to select an away party, so you'll be able to probably customize those. I don't know. But I'm excited.
Who are you going to kill off first? If you're going to make an away mission, somebody's got to be the guy in the red shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Probably Sivek.
Really?
Isn't that you?
Yeah.
No.
What
was your Ferengi name?
He's the Newtok.
Newtok. Yeah, I think it'll be Pong and Newtok. He'll be my first officer.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd go Sivek. Sivek is a much more
Romulans
interesting...
Well, Romulans aren't Federation. They wouldn't. They're probably not. Well, it also takes place 120 years.
Here's what I could tell you.
In the future.
I could tell you because I feel very close to Sivek.
Yeah,
he would be willing to work for Pong.
Really?
Yeah.
You think? I don't remember what you were like as a Romulan. What was
I was myself with a fake accent.
What was our relationship? What was Pong and Sivek's relationship?
I think it was fine. Like, we just hung out and everything was fine.
Really?
Because here's what I did. It was the same thing that happened when I became a Ferengi and I had to walk around like a troll and like...
Yeah, I remember.
And then Sam was like, why are you doing that? And I was like, that's a good point. And then, so then I just became kind of... a money-hungry version of myself,
right,
who said human a lot. And then when I became Romulan, it became a reason for me to live the arrogance that in my head. Like, I was just arrogant, would be. And I loved it because I didn't like talking to people. I loved talking to the teenage girls because they were dumb and, you know, and I could, you know.
It's really a dumb character choice to put in a park. No, you. Sorry. out of all the things in the Star Trek universe,
Romulan.
To choose to put Romulans in a park,
Why?
It was a bad
choice.
They were
badass looking. We looked amazing.
Yeah, that's true. But they're also not something that's iconic, like Klingons, like Ferengi, like anybody in a Star Trek
uniform.
I
don't know if the Ferengi were iconic.
Oh, sure. People knew who I was.
No, they didn't.
They thought I was Quark.
What?
This whole conversation.
Oh, some people.
Joseph Bears is so drunk right now.
Yeah.
This is the nerdiest. Really? Was that not interesting? Was that only interesting to us?
Probably. Oh. Who cares? It's all right. It doesn't matter.
So sorry. I get so excited about Star Trek. I hope there are other people that care, because here's the deal.
No, they care about us, dude. That's
you
why
think?
They listen to the show. They
really?
Care about us. We just have to make sure we change it back and forth, because I think there are a lot of people sitting in their cars going, go back to creating a religion. That was making me laugh.
That was funny. Here's the thing. I'll talk about this. Earlier when you started creating your religion.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I thought it would be really really funny if I go back to creating a religion, because that's what I was thinking that people might be thinking. And then you go, oh, here's the thing, and didn't go back to that.
Like, that's funny. Here's the thing. Oatmeal, right? Yeah. I've started baking with that in my magic
bullet. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I
love
it.
Magic bullet?
It is amazing. Have you tried my magic bullet?
Why would I try your magic? You just got it.
Dude, you got to come over.
He's in love with the magic bullet.
I'm going to make you a smoothie in my magic bullet, Dr. Worsham.
Everything that is as seen on TV is made for Kevin Miller.
It's true.
Everything.
I own the perfect
tank. Do you have a topsy tail?
No, what is that?
You don't know what a topsy tail is?
I know what it is. I own two. They were two for one.
I own two. You don't have a ShamWow.
No.
Gotta add that to your
Amazon
like
one.
I know.
I saw those.
Me.
I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
This is what happens, though. If you buy these things for Kevin, all he does is recreate infomercials in his spare time.
It's true.
So if you buy
like the iPod when I got
these. If you buy him a ShamWow.
Everybody already had one. Trendy geeks.
If you buy a ShamWow for Kevin, he will spend most of his day pouring 2-liter bottles of Coke into it.
Man, can you do that?
Yes.
Because if I can just put a ShamWow on my table at work and just sit there, and as people come in, I just look at them and pour a Coke
on
it.
According to the infomercial, you could. And that's what
Man,
I'm saying.
That'd
you
be
would.
The
smart thing would be to go Coke Zero because it's water. There's no real sugar in it. So it doesn't get sticky when it dries
up. Do you have a ShamWow?
No.
Can't you cut them up into pieces?
Yeah.
And things?
You get like mat sizes and then you cut them up.
I love this.
What's
hey, wait, when does this episode air?
Stuff.
This one airs when I'm gone, right? So did the last one. This one airs when I'm gone.
Yes.
We need to go back and change the intro. That intro you heard was different. Because I'm in India right now.
No, Kevin.
What?
The show doesn't happen live. You could have told me after the show, hey, by the way, we need to change the intro.
Let's talk about that for 2 seconds.
Okay.
I'm in India right now, guys.
How's it going?
It's great.
Right?
I just had
Indian
food.
How many new Jakob's people do you have?
Oh, at least 12.
Right?
Very, very easy to convert.
Our goal was 144.
I will get. They
We're
will
trying
each get
to
12.
Create the original.
I have Han Solo.
NFL.
What?
That's what we call our disciples. We call them the NFL.
Original NFL.
The National Force of
Jakobs.
Lemmings.
They spell it with an L. Jay kind of looks like
an L. So they
like
can make
L.
a movie about it, and then they go, oh, it's with an I.
Yeah, exactly. And then 007
So
is
going
there.
Back to our holodeck, right? Because you could go, real quick, I want to address this Misty Stewart situation, because I know that
Was that still hanging out there?
Well,
You defiled her, and it's moved on.
I'm pretty
My
sure
point
the
was
Skype
this.
Is blowing up. The emails are flowing in, going, how dare you defile this blonde woman? She did so much for your Patriot football team, and this is how you thank her?
You're the Modesto Patriots?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We love America.
That's true. You do.
At Fred C. Byer High School.
Why aren't you the Byers?
The Byers? That was the guy who was the name.
Natalie laughed from the other room.
She didn't laugh. She said, what?
Oh. And wish she'd just let me think it was a laugh.
I'm sorry.
I do so little.
So, Misty, real quick, this is just a message because I'm sure this is going to get back to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry the way your life turned out. I'm sorry that if you laugh, I cannot laugh.
Okay, don't
I'm
laugh.
Sorry.
Don't laugh.
I'm sorry. About the way your life turned out. I'm sorry that your kids are annoying and that your husband is ugly and not funny.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I chose Natalie above you. But I think that if you find a way to look deep in your soul, that you're going to find a way to just think positively. And sooner or later, I believe I have a twin out there somewhere and he'll come to you.
I believe I've got a twin out there somewhere. He's a doppelganger, and if we touch, we implode. Matter and antimatter cannot collide.
So
he's from the dark side.
I want you to know, Misty, that I'm very
You're
happily
a cheerleader,
married.
Cheerleader, and I'm a comedian. I decided long ago.
But if there is somewhere in your heart a desire to be elevated on a pedestal,
to
you know
build
what I'm saying?
A nebulous space
I'm
drive
open.
Driver.
So just go ahead and give me a call, 408-228-4911. We can work out the details on the show.
Here was my point, though. It was all fun and games to talk about something sexy and dirty with somebody when you didn't know who they were. And then when you knew who it was, you felt bad about that. Why?
Why did I feel bad?
Yeah, why did you have to apologize to
because
Misty?
Because I felt...
Who, by the way, is not listening. I just need to burst that bubble.
We don't know that. We
Misty,
don't.
If you're listening, $50.
Let me tell you something. $50 you're going to give to her?
No, those are two separate statements. I said, Misty, if you're listening, period. $50, period.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You think that Misty is going to call in to...
Are you crying?
No, I was trying to think my sentence. I had a really funny thing to say. This is the truth. I had a really funny line, and I forgot it when you said your thing. Like, because there's something about your sentence that made me think of something, and then I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be funny," and I think I got too like happy with it.
I'm so excited for this. Oh, I dropped it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you got like, misty eyed.
It's like when the football players know that they're gonna score a touchdown, and they look ahead, and then they drop the ball.
Or they looking on the jumbotron. Yeah. Check me out.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, I don't have the ball in my hand.
That's what happened with me. Yeah. I had a touchdown, and the bad part is with it when you're talking, nobody can see the potential for the touchdown because it's just a line, and I don't even remember at all what it was.
Something about football. I'm
when it became real, like when I was talking about a person, it's because I felt like I was rubbing her nose in the horror that became her adult life.
Really? Wow, that is harsh.
Well, she's not with me. How great could it be? I mean, Natalie, we got a microphone.
I'm not with you. That's not. Is my life a whorish thing?
You're kind of with me.
That's true. Yeah. Fair enough.
You're kind of.
What about the people in your life?
I mean, let's just look back. Honestly, let's realistically look back at your life before Daddy came into the picture. And I say Daddy because that's what you like to call me before.
Off mic. Seriously, off mic.
I know. We'll edit this out.
Sift up.
Honestly, how much better is your life now that I'm here?
Now that you're, well, it's true. Like, I definitely am sad whenever you move away from me.
Yeah, right?
And I make you, I want you to move.
You truth
to
me back.
Yeah, exactly. I yak up you over here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's true, that I definitely enjoy your...
And that's all I'm saying.
That's a brotherhood. That's not a marriage. We're
I know, because we're dudes, and we happen to not be gay. Why? You shouldn't laugh at that.
It always comes back to the gay issue. Can we just not be brothers? Can't we just be close friends?
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
This is called...
How can we start over if the fighting never ends?
He's subverting the issue. This is called deflection.
No, honestly, what happened is I started to sing that song, and I thought it was, how can we be brothers if we can't be friends?
Oh, and it jumped out of your mouth.
And then when it fell out of my mouth, it was like, oh, it is lovers. Which maybe both are true.
Why? What song would sing, how can we be brothers if we can't be friends?
A song about you and me.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, we're friends.
My brother and I couldn't even be friends when we grew up. We hated each other.
You hated each other?
Oh, my gosh.
It's because you were too busy telling him he had a controller plugged in that wasn't plugged in.
Oh, that was awesome. Man, we fought our entire lives. I remember that time.
And then
time.
I remember you also pretending to interview him, but only recording yourself.
Yes, I've talked about that several times on here because of the microphone. John, what's going on? You turn off the mic and he wouldn't be able to hear it. Oh, so good. But then we got, and it went all the way into our teen years. So, and we would be alone for summers and stuff, and we'd be trusted foolishly by my parents to go to the store and buy whatever we wanted and, you know, buy ourselves snacks. And we bought a case of Pepsis, and we got into a fight on the way back, which was normal. We always had soda and stuff. That's exactly.
You're not lovers.
Yeah. So we came back to the house and we had our case of Pepsi and we got into some fight, and I got so angry at him that I was reaching into the case of Pepsis and throwing them at him full force across the living room, and he's running across the living room like a duck shoot.
You're throwing a full Pepsi can.
Throwing many, like rapid fire. Chuck.
In a house?
Chuck. Yes. One after another, just trying to hit him, and I will never forget the look on his face of him trying to outpace my throwing of these Pepsis, because he's running laterally in front of me, like, you know, east to west.
Like a carnival game.
That's exactly what it was, and I'm poof, poof, and I miss him. The third one hits something in the room, I think it was a power outlet, and bursts. Pepsi is going everywhere, and he and I both immediately stop what we're doing and run to the Pepsi, because we know that if they see Pepsi in the house, it's not me that's going to get in trouble. It's both of us.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, why are you throwing Pepsis?
Yeah.
I was mad at him. Okay, both of you are grounded for a year.
See, that's a camaraderie I never had with my brother, because that's awesome. What's great is that even though you hate each other, the minute it comes down to somebody getting in trouble, you both know it's going to be both of us. And the first thing you're going to do is going to say, no more Pepsi for anyone.
Exactly. Like,
we gotta fix this.
Get the Pepsi. So then we're grabbing, like, okay, and I've got the can, I'm running over, and I'm like, grab paper towels, and he's grabbing paper towels, and we're cleaning this, we're wiping stuff down, and we're still fighting while we're cleaning. We're like, you're stupid, you did the stupid things. Stupid. We gotta get my brother on the show. He will drop some serious dirt on me.
That's the best. We should Skype him in or something. Mm. That'd be a good time.
Yeah, he'd be great.
So getting back to Misty Stewart's horrible life. And how I've been.
Do you know what Misty Stewart is doing right now in her life?
I know she doesn't have a Facebook.
And I think that why that do you know that?
Speaks volumes.
How often do you go Googling for Misty Stewart?
I don't think that's important. Mm-hmm. I think what's...
Do you need Natalie to step out of the room?
You think she's paid attention to anything that we've said this entire time?
Nope.
See? I think it's obvious. I think it speaks volumes, the fact that she's not on Facebook, that says, you know what?
Some people just don't want to be a part of the...
Because they don't want everybody they went to high school with to know how horrible their life is. And here's the thing.
That's true.
I wasn't the most popular. The only reason people knew who I was because I was in theater and people had to go see the plays.
And you were hot with the ladies.
No, only with the theater ladies.
With your speech impediments. Oh. Malk. Palos.
Hold on. Natalie's going to
She's back.
In.
She's
hold
here.
On. What?
I love how I'm such a pain in the butt. No, I think she's on Classic.
I don't.
That?
I don't love how you're a pain in the ass.
Remember last week when we smacked on the window in the middle of recording?
Yeah. I know. That was funny. They were scared. I think
she's like the annoying intern on the show. Jacob's in
there.
There
you can go make
room.
Get coffee and stuff. Yeah. She's not going to do a thing for
I
us.
Think she's on classmates.com.
Oh, wow. Who's on Classmates?
You don't find out information about
her. I kind of thought I was friends with her. I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
Well, she's not friends with me, and I think it's obvious because she's afraid. Even if it's a social networking virtual connection, that's going to be too overwhelming. She's going to destroy her family.
I hope she calls in.
Right now.
No, she's not going to call in, guys. And it's not because this whole thing about her infatuation with me.
My status update.
Is it real?
It's because she doesn't care.
No.
Or give a shit about you.
No, Natalie, come on. Let's not pretend that you and I have not had fights about this.
About Misty Stewart?
Yes. She is so jealous of Misty Stewart's infatuation with me.
This is the first time I've heard of this.
No, it's real.
Yeah,
if you believe this, you need to drive your car into the wall.
But leave the child here because he is funny and he gets it.
That baby is funny. How's his temperature?
She's 99.
Jacob's running a fever for those of you who are caring about a baby. And if you're not, drive
what
into a
tree. What the hell is wrong with you? Children are our future. Treat them well and get their temperature down.
I thought you were going to see the... What is that song? Wasn't it Michael's? Children are the future of the world.
No, what I said...
Make them happy.
What I was saying were the lines.
Oh, they were?
What you said were not the lines.
Oh, that's funny.
Everything except for the temperature part.
That's good. See, what you did was you went too funny. I had to muck it up.
I was first
you
funny.
You first funny, and that starts...
You know, that's a good point.
People can't hear you.
On this show, mm-hmm. there are two of us. Yeah. So one of us, mathematically, has to be the second funniest.
Does that mean they're third funniest?
You mean who?
Well, because if there's a first funny podcast, right?
Yeah.
There's two of us on this show.
Yeah.
So one of us is second funniest, mm-hmm. which I think we know who that is.
Yep.
Natalie.
Wait a second.
Nobody could hear that. Natalie.
Stupid compressor.
She'll be third funniest.
Which makes her fourth funniest because we're the second funniest podcast.
Jacob is 10 times funnier than she is.
But since it is the second funniest, I aim to be the second funniest. I want you to
aim?
Be funnier. Yeah, I set you up to talk about things that you...
Is that why when you say things are so bad? Because you're trying to...
Yeah, I try to bring it down. I'm like, why do you treat women poorly? Why do you think The Secret is a valid belief system? Why? I try to take it down.
Your way of not being as funny is just to ask questions?
Yeah.
That's why they say that in improv.
I'm asking the deep questions in life. Yeah, I walk into scenes, I'm like, Billy, who are you? What are you doing, Grandma? You're crazy. Get down on the floor. I have a gun.
Oh, that's the second funniest thing you said. I walk into scenes, Billy, who are you? Oh, damn it. Damn
what's
it, people.
What's the funniest thing I've ever said, then?
I can't remember.
Is it still Hit Me? Damn?
Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
Probably it. Yeah.
I couldn't recall it, but that's hysterical.
Man, we are funny, guys.
It.
Oh, funny.
Oh, that's great.
So, Misty, apologize. Do you get Misty off your chest?
She's been off my chest. I'm a very happily man.
Misty's closed.
I mean, if I had an option, I'd like to be on hers.
Here's the thing about religion. Uh-huh. Earlier, you said that in your class, you learned that in every culture we need to have, or in every culture throughout time, they invent a god. I would say that's because there is a god, and people have the need to fill that hole, and they either worship God or invent something to fill it.
And my professor would say to you, I cannot disagree with you,
right,
nor agree with you, because this is a public school.
And, why couldn't he disagree with me? I don't understand.
Because that's what they said. They go, here's the thing. This is part of the class.
Right,
of stuttering. First, you had to develop a speech impediment.
That sounds annoying.
That's why I created the Pello and Milk.
Pellas and Milk. Yeah. I would buy that cereal.
Yeah. It's just marshmallows.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is.
Pellas and Milk.
Shaped like Pellos.
But it's spelled P-A-L-L-O-W-S.
What makes it big? Because they're Pez flavored? Is that where the P-E-L?
Or oh, yeah. Pal. And what else did your professor say?
So they said that, you know, we're going to talk about, and the semester that I missed was that everything was leading up to, historically, like, these are the stories. These are the stories of, like, the Epic of Gilgamesh and blah, blah, blah. We went through all those. And then the next semester was going to be the story of Jesus. And so they said, here's the thing. This class, I'm not trying to convert you into any kind of religion. This is a class that you have to leave your religious beliefs at the front door. And we're just looking at this from a purely academic standpoint.
Which I love.
It's not about belief. It's just about factually, this is what was written.
These are texts that have been around for centuries.
Because it was an honors program that was taught by, like, six professors.
How did you get in an honors program?
I'll tell you why. I got
What's the most?
Nobody can hear you dumb whore. And
he's
I'm not talking to Misty. I'm talking to my wife, Misty. Seriously, 408-228-4090. Oh, Joseph Barkley, if your compression thing worked, then people would be able to hear her say to my son, get your hand out of this toaster. That's the kind of mother of my child I'm dealing with.
Who said today, I don't care if you hate me, Justin, it sounds better. So he's listening to the podcast.
Yeah. He should be. I love that guy. He should be on the show.
Let's get him on the show.
Joseph Barkley, will you please be on the show?
Can we do that?
Oh, we can't do it on Skype. It costs more money.
How much?
I don't know.
I just raised
not enough worth paying.
$2,000 to go to India. More like
$1,000. We could probably use that to get a phone.
Oh, well, let's forget India.
Right?
I'm in India right
muggy
now.
And humid. That's right. Oh, Kevin,
maybe.
We miss you.
Unless I miss my plane.
Where was I?
We were talking about Misty.
Oh, no. Honors Humanities Program.
Oh, yeah. How did
What's
you get
the most you could score on the English version or of
on the
SATs?
SATs? Yeah, 800. You took the SAT?
Yeah.
When?
My senior year in high school.
Oh, okay. I thought you took it after.
No.
Got it.
No.
Okay, yeah, 800.
The only reason, so I got, I think it was a 700 or a 650 on the language portion.
Yeah.
Because I scored a 500 on the math and a 650 on the language portion. And if you score a 600 or higher on your SATs, you automatically qualify to get into the Honors Humanities program.
I didn't take the SAT. And did you study for your SAT?
No.
You didn't do any
kidding?
Of those pre-SAT
classes? No. Because here's the reality. For me, my life was, when I was a kid, I was put into the gifted bullshit things that they did, and it drove me nuts. Everybody else in the program took some kind of test.
Yeah.
I got into, this is going to sound arrogant, and it's not, have we talked about this already?
No, I don't think so.
That everybody else that was in this gifted program that I was in elementary school took some kind of what's it called?
Aptitude.
Isn't this hysterical? I'm talking about gifted. This is why I'm not gifted.
Yeah.
They took this all off of my...
Didn't Hollywood Video get your real number when you applied there and they told you were socially inept?
Because I'm a genius. Right?
A social genius? Same thing Einstein
could do. Socially, I'm not a genius.
That's true, actually.
But it's that thing. I love that people, if you're eccentric and batnuts crazy, it must be because they're smart. But anyway,
they're
assholes.
Right, exactly.
Which in my case, I think was probably more true. I think subconsciously, I was using The Secret, taking that fucking computer test. Going, really? This is Hollywood Video. Do you think that I'm at where I want to be when I'm applying for Hollywood Video? Do you think I really want to sit in front of your fucking computer and then stack videos? Do you think this is the job? Is there anybody in God's green earth that goes to Hollywood Video and is like, this is where daddy wants to be. This is where mama wants to be. I want to be right here.
I think there are some people. Oh, it depends on what level. Like 16-year-olds.
I think you're wrong. A 16-year-old, yes. It's a part-time job for a kid, jackasses. You don't need to give them a computer.
You know, you're only mad you had to take this test twice.
No. I'm mad because the test exists. The reason I took it the second time was because I thought it would be hilarious if I failed it a second time. And I did.
And was it funny?
Oh, I thought so.
I'm still laughing.
Because here's the real point. This is where the anger comes from. I still got the goddamn job, you assholes. I still got the job. I was still stacking your frucking videos and not stealing your money from the till.
Can we say fruck? Can we say fruck?
I think so.
Okay.
You want me to go back?
No, it's fine.
All right. I still stacked your videos. I still didn't steal money from your till. I was still just fine. Let me tell you, 90% of the people working at Hollywood Video, I don't care what part of the country you're in, are not social butterflies, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not the kind of people, they're not the life of the, this is what one of the questions I think was like, are you the life of the party, or do you feel like you have to entertain everybody? And like, when I would look at this question, I'm like, this isn't a real test. You fucking piece of shit.
You told me what answer to give.
Well, no, that's the thing. Here's the second time, because that's what Courtney Pong told me. She said, and I apologize for giving out her first and last name. I'm sure she's kicking herself in the ass, although she met me after I was married.
She's working for the Giants.
Oh,
she's not hurting
She's
at
fine.
All. Yeah.
She was the one who helped me get this job, but she told me, she goes, no, Justin, you don't tell the truth. Because I told the truth, and the results made me look wishy-washy.
Mm.
Because they'd be like, if you're at a party, do you like to be the life of the party? Do you feel like you have to entertain everybody, or do you prefer just to kind of hang out in the corner? And I would be like, well, there are situations where I'm at a party and that's my position, my role. Like when we worked at Great America, everybody was kind of like, well, if Justin comes to the party, he's gonna
funny.
Yeah, he's gonna yak it up.
Yeah.
But then there were also parties where it's like, if I went with, when we went to the company one thing and it was me, you, and Jeremy, I'm like, Jeremy and Kevin got it, I could just kind of hang out. I don't want to talk all the time.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That's not necessarily, I know I like to talk.
Were these questions also on the SAT?
If they were, I passed. If they were English, but if they had math, I'm like, meh. So that's why. So I still got the damn job. That's the part that I was like, this is the part that makes me angry. Your computer test can't stop me. You fuck nuts. It's not a real thing. Nobody is real. They just treat it like it's a real filter. Like if I sit in front of a computer for an hour and a half and I'm looking at all these questions about my personality, because what if there are people who are even more socially awkward than I am, right?
Which there are.
So what if they're looking at it and they're sweating? They're like, because some of the questions would be like, okay, so you like to be at the party or do you want to kind of hang in the background? If you're with a group of your closest friends, do you make the majority of the decisions or you just follow what everybody else wants to do?
Mm.
And I think there are situations where either one goes. So how can I who is the person that is either one of these people?
You can't quantify a personality in a test.
And let me tell you something. Yeah. If there is somebody who has this extreme type of personality that are either A, super leader, or B, a super wallflower, guess what, asshole? They're not working at Hollywood Video, okay? That's not the place where they go. If they're extremely career-oriented, even when they're 16, they're far beyond that, okay,
Justin,
dipshits?
How long ago was this that you took this test?
Let's see. We were living in Modesto, so that would have been 5 years ago.
I remember
six,
we had
seven.
The two dogs.
Six
and
or seven
we're
years
still
ago.
Eating lasagna two nights a week.
Seven or eight, maybe. I would go
it's
there.
A long
seven
time.
Yeah.
A long time to hold this grudge.
It's not a grudge that I hold toward.
It's a lot
thing.
Of anger.
It's the fact that it still exists.
Does it still exist?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't applied it to my video. I mean, if I'm being honest, but I gotta imagine because there's these dipshits are looking there that sit in a corporate office for a video store somewhere are thinking, well, this is great. All of our employees are so much better. No, they're not. Because guess what? When you're 16 years old, you get a job because you know somebody who already works there.
Yeah.
99.9% of the people get a job when they're a teenager, just like I did, even though I was 25 and working at a video store, right? And I had my own thing going. I had a business. I had everything. I just needed a job to work for 3 months out of the year. And then they had the audacity to look at me when I quit and were like, what?
We need you.
No, they didn't. No, it's not that they need me.
You're the life of the party. You're a social butterfly.
You're the only one who doesn't steal from the till. That's a question
on
the test.
Take from the till. Just please don't leave.
Who is answering? Because I honestly, after I said it the fourth time, I think I might have actually done it once because I thought it was funny. Because I just think it's so stupid that they have a question on there. If you noticed that the drawer was $10 over, would you take that money? Figuring, hey, it's $10 over. The company doesn't need it. They're doing okay. They already got what they were expecting. Who says yes? Who's the one that's like, yes, computer. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes, entity that is deciding everything about this job
that
I'm trying to
no
get.
No soul.
No soul.
Just computing numbers.
Nobody that could be like, come on, wouldn't you take it to a computer?
When I worked at Universal Studios, you go through training, and they must have just done some sort of refab of the training, because then 3 weeks after working there, they made me go through another series of training that the entire company had to go through, and they were covering the same material, a portion of it that I learned in my training.
But they added 5 seconds that they had to make sure everybody had seen.
Exactly, and they were showing videos that I had just finished watching. So they, at the end, they give you this feedback form for being there. And I go, and they're like, well, how did you, what did you think of the course, like filling your notes? And there's a section I said, this was a giant waste of time. Most of this material could have been handled on the website. Perhaps I could suggest a URL, www.wasteofmytime.com.
And this was an anonymous?
Nope. Oh, my name was right on the corner. And they never came back. Nobody. I put a little smiley face next to it and let them know that it was all in good fun. Never
it's
heard
because
word
nobody
one.
Cares.
Nobody it's cares.
Like when we were working at Great America, I pulled, there was a speed limit in the parking lot of 15 miles an hour.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was 50.
Ah, come on.
That's what I'm saying, because five sounds
I would
like
pull
50.
In at 25 to 30 miles an hour every single time because it was a guy on a bicycle who wasn't a real cop. He was the real, like, that was so funny is that when they, I don't know if all security guards want to be cops. This guy did. Like, I most do. Of them were going to the academy. So this guy, I pull into my parking space. He comes up on his bicycle and, like, pounds, like, hard on my window. Like, he bangs the shit out of my car. And I open the door. I go, dude, what are you doing? He goes, do you have any idea how fast you were going? I said, I don't know, 25, 30? He goes, do you have any idea what the speed limit is here? I said, I don't know. I think they have 15. Is that what it's posted at? And he's like, exactly. If you know this, why are you going so fast? I go, it's a parking lot, dude. Are you serious? Are you serious you're going to enforce a speed limit? In a, it's not like I'm doing 50.
And just so you know, those who've never parked in Paramount's Great America's parking lot, there when you pull in, as soon as you turn to the left, there are about 100 yards of nothing.
Yeah.
No cars that deep in. So you probably just cut through nothing.
Oh, that I did too. I cut across parking spots
but there's
that were
nothing
empty.
There.
Yeah.
It's a giant
empty
lot.
There's nobody you could hit because everybody walks to the left.
And you would see. Yeah. That's the point.
There's no obstructions.
It's a giant empty space.
Yeah.
It's more than a road. It's many roads.
It's barely street lights.
It's like a matchbox car jaywalking across the street. There's nothing in its way.
He said something to the effect of, he goes, well, if you knew that, I go, dude, it's a parking lot. Are you serious?
Right.
And more, like, here's the thing. A lot of people would assume that I'm just trying to be an a-hole, but what I was trying to do was show that this guy, that he was taking this piece of shit existence way too seriously. Mm,
well, like, that was all they had at Great America. If you were working in management or any of these leadership roles, you got paid very little, but what you were not paid in money, you were compensated in power.
So he goes, well, that's unacceptable. I said, so what are you going to do? Are you going to say I can't park in the parking lot? Are you going to ban me? He goes, no, I'm going to notify your supervisor. I said, great, do it. He's like, I'm writing a ticket that's going to go to them right now. I said, have at it, buddy. And he goes, you know, I don't like your tone. And I go, here's the thing. I go, I'm not trying to be a dick. I go, I'm just saying, do you really think my supervisor is going to care that I went 10 miles over the speed limit in the parking lot? You don't even have a radar gun. You're just looking at me, and you don't even. There's not a class that they give you to teach you. Oh, he's doing about 30.
Did you say all this to this poor man?
Yeah, I go. You don't know. Well, what I really said was, I go, you have no idea how fast I was really going. Right. I told you. I said you don't have radar equipment or anything. I said, so what is it that you think that's going to happen? They said, well, if you get three. Then you could get written up. I said, can get written up.
And then my supervisor, not even by you.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody that has to care enough to sit down and write on a piece of paper that I'm written up.
And he goes, well, you're going to have to deal with your supervisor. And I said, I go, this is what I said. I go, I'm trying to help you out, buddy. You're going to fill that out for nothing. Nobody's going to care. I said, here's the thing. Just hang back. Enjoy your job. Get your paycheck like we all do. It's a theme park. Have a good time. I got to go to work.
I got to go make kids smash pies in each other's faces.
And here's the thing. Like, telling that story again makes me feel like I was being a big a-hole to the guy. I don't really care, but like I felt like... But like at the time, I do remember thinking, what I want to say is that I make 1.5 times an hour what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
which brings me up to $12
an hour. So do you really think... Not that I was pivotal to the park, but I'm like, do you really think... Because here's the other thing is this also wasn't at a time, I think this, maybe I was hosting the Nickelodeon show at this time. I can't remember. But I don't remember it because I'm just thinking of this now. If I was hosting the Nickelodeon show, it would cost them more money to have to bring in and train and rehearse a new host than was worth. So there was
there are so many steps. Like if they would sit you down. What would happen first before anything, any real disciplinary action happened, is that you would be in the same office with this guy.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay, guys, why are we getting all this paperwork on you two? Why is this happening?
Well, it got to June, and June came to me, and she, or no, it,
who's
Judy,
June?
Judy Sanders.
Yeah.
It got to Judy. Judy, I'm sorry for dropping your name again. I hope you've gotten
So this was Star Trek then, if it was Judy, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, because I think it was, or maybe it was John Angle, even it was Star Trek. Yeah, it was definitely Star, because it was either
Sounds
Judy
like
or John
Trek
that
days.
Said, yeah, I just got a call from a security guard saying, she goes, you know what, he was being a jerk, do you need to write me up? They're like, no, I just wanted to know what the deal was. I go, honestly, he was angry, I think, about his life. And then they laughed and they walked away. And all I could think about was this poor a-hole wasted his, I was right and he was wrong.
So mad.
And I couldn't tell him. But there was another time when Natalie and I think it was either Natalie and I or maybe Fred Cross, friend of the show, that came on. We were leaving and the guy came up on his bike because I was speeding when I was leaving. Right. He's like, and he pulls up, and then somebody said to me, I don't think it was Fred, because if it was Fred in the car, he would just get it, and he would laugh, because he was better at
this
stuff
than I was. It
was
Fred. I remember this story. It was Fred.
We're pulling away, and he goes, hey, that security guard wants you to stop. I'm like, yeah, but he's on a bike. And he literally was going, hey, 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 hey! And I'm just pulling out of the parking lot.
It was Fred, because you guys were going home, and the point of the story was you were blown away that Fred was the one going, the authority wants to talk to you.
Yeah, because Fred was the one to get flipping the bird.
I went through security once on my first year there, probably my first month there, and they wanted to go through my bag, and I was in a mood, in a very playful get-on-my-face mood, and he insisted that he looked into every pocket, so I'm like, oh, well, if you want to be thorough. So I start, like, bringing out notebooks and showing him every page of the notebook. I brought up my umbrella. I'm like, do you want to make sure there's not a, you know, stolen bomb inside the opened up the umbrella, set it on his... I'm just...
Because here's... So everybody's clear. This is pre-9/11, so it's not like people were worried about bombs. What they were really worried is that we were stealing stuffed animals.
From the park. Yeah. Taking it. So I'm like, I'm piling things on top of... There's nothing in my bag that I could have stolen. To the point where I'm like, here's the pencils. I'm laying them out. And he's like, okay, I need to see your badge. This guy was... I was already young.
Yeah.
He was probably 3 years younger than me. He was probably like 16, and his security guard was like, I need to see your ID. I'm like, well, it's here in the pile. here you go. He's like, I'm gonna call this and hold on to this and call your security guard. You may not be getting this back. I'm like, I don't understand do you think you have the authority to tell me I'm not gonna be working here because of this?
Yeah. You're gonna
He's
fire
like,
me?
We're gonna find out. That's what
beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. He basically looked at you and said, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to get you fired.
All the work they put into training you.
You're gonna be the. I'm gonna call Wolf.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know if it's gonna work or not, but you're the one who made me do it.
15 minutes later, out rides somebody from the other side of the park on their bike again. They're like, they just needed to be. They almost couldn't stop themselves from rolling their eyes. Like, really, really, this is what we're gonna have to deal with. And he's like, yeah, he's fine. There's nothing in his bag. Just let him go. And I went on.
The one who taught me that if you just. You could just nod. If you looked angry like a manager, like had to go through, that you didn't have to show your ID, you could hold up your Blockbuster card and stuff like that. And so I used to do that. And then I also used to use that angry face to sign people in that I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, that's smart.
Then I would just be like, hey, what's... And I would just start... As soon as I walked up to the security guard, I would be the guy like kind of who I am on the show, especially, that I talk nonstop. So I would just go, you know, Tina, come on. You didn't bring your ID. She does this all the time. You're so crazy. I swear. If she does this one more time, I'm going to let her go. Like, just being the guy who's like, elbow, nudge.
And that worked?
Like, oh, yeah. I did every time. Because all I had to do was get them laughing and keep talking to them. Because I had to, here's the thing. You had to walk the line of either, like, when you moved in, you had to know either this is somebody who I can annoy.
Right.
Or this is somebody who's like, come on. Like, I just charm them. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so what would happen is if it was somebody who took their job very seriously, I had to annoy them so that they wanted me to leave more than they wanted to find out if I was legit.
Back to just staring at this white wall.
Yeah.
How about you?
It was always great when a car needed to come in because they would honk their horn. And whenever a car came back on the lot, it was always some big VIP or something like that. So they were super into
that.
Big
deal.
Yeah. So that was always, like, I loved it. I don't think I ever got caught.
I got to to ride on when I got to be a guest director for the Nickelodeon. Dude, riding your car on, that was like, daddy's graduated. It was like going back to your high school as a teacher. Actually, that's exactly what it was. I'm driving down in my beat up
Saturn.
That's
like when I became the technical director and they gave me a radio. It was cool. Maybe yours lasted longer. It was cool for all of 5 minutes.
No, it was cool to be able to drive. After years and years and years of walking through that park, to be able to finally drive my car when I felt like it, yeah. I would still go back to do that now. I would come back every week if they let me drive my car on
my
the lot.
My favorite thing to do on the radio when I got it was my call number was 839 because I was the head of the technical department or whatever. And so I would get on the radio and I would say 839 sucks. And I just thought it was funny because the other people, the IPTs and everybody could hear it was my hope.
Right, right.
But then somebody would say that they could tell there was like this urban legend that the security could see what radio was keying up. And I'm like, I guarantee you.
That's not
they have
mathematically
no idea.
Possible.
And so
that's why you have to say your number.
That's why I started saying 837 sucks because I think it was the 837 person
who was
telling me that I couldn't do that. Oh, I was going to get caught. So I just go 837 sucks. And I wouldn't do it in the middle of the day where like there would be somebody standing next to a park guest and they would hear. I would do it at night when the park was closed and there was maybe 10 of us in them, but I was hoping that there'd be some
breaking
VIP
radio protocol
or VP in the park working late has a radio on their desk and they just hear 837 sucks and either A, get angry, or B, go that crazy bad like not knowing who
kids.
I was obviously
exactly kids. See, it's a question of perspective for your teacher back at San Jose State. almost spit it all out.
Bringing it home.
See, the question is perspective of whether or not, because you can't argue it one way or the other. He can say very easily that every culture needs to have these things, and I can say that it's because this is a real thing that every culture has that. But there is no way to refute either one.
Yeah.
And I understand that. But was his point that the academic one was the right way, or was his point really we need to look at this as a dry?
He's saying that there is no room for debate. That this class isn't a debate about the validity of religion. We are looking at books of literature. So he's saying we're looking
context,
at the Bible no differently than a literature class would look at Catcher in the Rye. That's what we're doing. We're looking at it from the social aspects of what this piece of literature
and how people reacted to it in the time.
How people reacted in the time. They talk about theories as to, because they, I mean, honestly, they didn't come at it from the standpoint of this is the word of God. That was not their standpoint.
Right.
Their standpoint was this was a piece of literature that was written by man at a time. This is what sociologists and academics such as myself believe that why this happens from the standpoint of a development of a culture. So the way they broke it down into is that first what happened is we started working together in groups. We became packs, and then we started to domesticate animals. And then once we established a source of food and water and shelter to where that were like we were no longer nomadic and we could have kind of like a control over our environment where we got food and everything and what the basic necessities to live.
Yeah.
Right. That's when religion and art and things like that came into play.
It's fascinating because I would not be able to sit in that class because I don't believe that it's something that was written by man, that the entire point of it is to guide people spiritually from God. So,
it was written pen to paper.
Sure.
I don't want it to sound like he's not even going at it from that standpoint. He's saying quite literally, pen to paper was put by a guy.
I thought you were saying that there was a motive, that the reason why they wrote it down was to help this. Like we have this town of Moses.
Because especially when it came to the Bible, like here's what was funny about the class is that it was only the Bible, which I thought would be offensive to the other people, because I'm sure there had to be maybe some Jews there, but that's also the Bible. But
Muslims
even the Quran but because really what we started with was the Epic of Gilgamesh, and what they did was they drew a lot of parallels. Mm-hmm. They're like, say this is a book that was written. I can't remember off the top of my head, but the idea behind it was this is a book that was written 3,000 years before the story of Jesus was written.
Interesting.
Okay? And so what they had said was that all we're saying, again, they said leave your religious beliefs at the door, but look at these parallels. And so then they started, because they're saying we're looking at this from a social standpoint, from a mind looking at it going, how do cultures become cultures.
Interesting.
How do they progress? So the idea that he created was, or that he was teaching, I don't think he created it, or maybe did, I don't know. But you became a tribe once you could control food and water. Yeah. Then you became religious. Art was a thing.
This is,
dances and rituals were created at that point.
You see this parodied in Spore, because that's exactly what you do. Is you start as an amoeba, and then you develop into an animal, and then you form a tribe.
Yep.
And then once you have a tribe, you get to
choose. It's based on this development of sociology. Like that's
sociology is based on Spore.
Oh.
Because then you choose one of three paths.
Very hard to believe, because I took this class 8 years ago.
Spore has been around since the beginning of Spore. And you can either be a warrior civilization, a commerce civilization, or a religious civilization. And then depending on what path you choose in that level will determine what kind of spacefaring.
So the commerce, they're the ones that are based on the Jews?
Ouch.
Real quick. Well, I don't know. Am I forcing the end to this?
I don't know. Are we done? What time?
Maybe we are. Maybe we'll have to save this.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's the thing. I want to see what happens with it, but I'm going to toss this out there. I received my first email, hate email.
Yes.
Save it?
Yeah. Yeah, save it. We'll talk about it next
time. So let's wrap up with this religious thing.
I think we're good with the religious thing. Yeah, I was trying to. There was one other thing that we had to bookmark.
So I
your SATs,
like,
you scored 800. We finished that. Misty loves you. Natalie was on a stool.
We never finished our religion.
Oh, I think we did. That you're right. We didn't, because most of the things I was throwing out were religion thing. Like the golden rule is the thing of do unto others as you would have others do unto you, which was part of the don't suck. So I almost proved your entire point about the things that are, or my point about the things that make sense within a religion come from God, because you were on board with all of these things, and they're fundamental biblical principles.
Yeah, but I think we both would agree that I'm a godless man.
I would not agree with that. I would not agree with that.
I'm a horrible piece of humanity.
No, you are not. You're
a gigantic piece of shit.
That's not true.
I'm abusive to my wife.
Jesus loves you, and he has a beautiful plan for your life.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, mine?
If he loves prostitutes,
if he had a great plan for my life, then it's, I think, because at first I was going to say, that why did he make me take that test twice? Well, my first thought. But now, I know now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because here's the thing. You don't question the will of God, right? Because
he's got a plan. No, that's your grandparents that told you
so
that.
So even it's the hard part.
No, you can question the will of God.
But I'm saying it's even the hard, this is why I'm saying that it's, you maybe it's better to say you may not understand.
Right.
It's like the great Garth Brooks said, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Yes, Garth Brooks is mangling the Bible verse that is
God mangle
gives and takes
hold
away.
On a second, you're talking about the GB musical artist to live under two identities other than Prince
and Meatloaf. He is paraphrasing.
Meatloaf had two identities.
I'm pretty sure he needs to have another one. He is paraphrasing.
I would do anything for another name.
Except don't give me that name. Meatloaf. Meatloofa.
Why would he call himself Meatloaf?
Because it was during a time when it was cool to have weird names.
Really?
That's when he started, yeah. Now he goes by another name. I don't know what the Prince.
Based on the flow of this conversation, my mind would just have him like, how does Kevin know that? This must be in the Bible.
No, it was my uncle just told me this week. That's why I referenced
Meatloaf.
It's on the surface.
It all comes around. That's
like
God working through you.
Okay.
I thought I was on board, and then you went, nah.
Well, I'm sure, yes, he's on board. Yeah, no.
All right.
But see, what God wants is to be close to you, because he is love, and he wants nothing but peace in your life, and that is his end goal for you.
So what he's doing when he makes me fail this test twice is he's saying what we need to do is this is something wrong with society.
Uh-huh.
So if I anger Justin about it,
yeah,
close to a decade later, a technology will be created where he could spread his word to the masses.
Uh-huh.
And by masses, he means 400 people at a time.
Okay. A more less funny example is the death of my mother. See how funny it is? It was a terrible thing, like experiencing having to do the same test twice. They're almost on the same level.
You're saying, because by your rule, your mom had to pass away so that we could do a podcast?
No. I'm using the ground as a different growing point. So both of those things are in the same place.
My mind is now clear. A ground? ground as a different growing point?
Okay.
You're growing things like an air plant.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so taking the same test twice is on the same in the same growing pot as my mother's passing, right?
Oh, no, I don't think they're the same.
That's my point.
Okay.
But take that, what you have learned from it, and take what I've learned from the passing of my mother.
There's a learn from the angst.
There's learning to be done. I am now a better person. Having lost my mother.
Oh, I see.
You are now a better person.
Having taken that test twice. I just complained about it for 15 minutes.
But you didn't.
I hope it was funny. Because I was going to say, it makes me funnier. But then what if people are going, oh, God.
Stop complaining.
Second funniest part.
this is the second worst part. I was watching one of your first videos you've ever posted on YouTube. And you have always been a very funny man.
Well, thank you.
And it is evident by watching your older YouTube posts how much more efficient you are as a comedian.
Well, here's the thing. The news first CD, when I record the second CD, which, by the way, November 4th, Rooster Teeth Feathers, tickets on sale now. Go to justincomedy.com. There's a link where you click on the poster. You can get tickets now. And people have bought tickets.
Do I need to buy tickets?
Please do now.
Okay, I'll buy a ticket.
Because people have bought tickets, and I've already had a conversation with the manager and owner of the club, and she was saying, you've already got tickets sold, but I've been doing this with the events. And she goes, it's already kind of cool that it's a month out, more than a month out, and you're selling tickets.
That's great.
So, yes, if you haven't gotten your tickets, the reality is this, too.
Are they assigned seating? Can I get it now and then not worry about being not with somebody later?
Yeah, no, it's not assigned seating. Great. When you show up, they seat you together.
I love that point.
So please get your tickets now. And even if you don't know if you're going to come, because here's the thing. Most of the people that are listening to this show know me. So if you know me personally and you think you can make it but aren't sure, get your ticket.
But Justin, what if I live in Seattle and my name is Bill Gross?
Then get your ticket and mail it to somebody. We'll do like your India thing. We'll do a giving of tickets because people need to see
those. Are in the same place, like helping people in India.
We're going to grow from it.
Paying for your tickets.
Yes. Now I'm on board. Now you'll see me on Sunday. Because it will help.
Can you help put down the gates? Because we need help with the closing.
I would love to clean up.
And you can post the podcast.
So I would do that with all my... it didn't work. I was on my mail, my email. All right, so let's wrap it up. That's enough of that.
Thank you for the second funniest podcast.
Oh, this is how we're going to close out.
Your contest.
I had an idea while rocking my son to sleep one night.
Oh, yeah! Baby!
Which is why it takes so long, because I do rock him out. Because we threw out the idea of having a contest to give away Jason Murphy's produced, directed, written movie Zombies.
And his right and left hands are the puppets for most of the characters.
No, it's a great movie. It is. It's really, really
good.
Here's the thing. The reality is, if I didn't think somebody would enjoy this movie, I wouldn't buy multiple copies to eventually give to people. Right?
Oh, wow.
So here's what I'm saying.
Are you trying to pay it forward so that he'll buy a bunch of yours?
No, that's a given. He's a fan of comedy. He knows what's funny. He probably has the first CD. He's like, well, it's got to improve. 2 years has been how long since he's been? Why am I talking about this?
Is that the title of your new DVD?
No.
I've been doing comedy for 2 years.
I want it to be, because the first one's I'm a Good Husband. I want it to be I'm a Good Father, but I don't know if I have enough father material, so we'll see how it goes. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. For the contest, here's what I think is going to be fun. You create, the listeners, you get together.
I'm a better husband.
Do it however you want, right? Ooh, good call.
Yeah.
You get together, create a parody of our show.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want a parody of our show. You can, do an impression of Kevin and I or make fun of what we talk about or anything, because I think that would be fun to do. And Kevin and I will decide, and maybe we'll let Natalie throw in a vote too, or of who is the best parody, and then we'll give prizes to everybody who's participating, because chances are nobody's going to participate.
Yeah,
so I'm telling this to Michael Burke and Jeremy Schutz, because if you make a parody of the show, you will win.
Okay, can I just call in on Skype and do both our voices?
If you need to be that low tech, yes.
Okay.
Just know, I think that there's a 10-minute cutoff or whatever on
Skype.
Well,
then that's a realistic impression.
But that's what, I mean, we're looking, here's the thing. If you want to put together a full hour and a half podcast, where you're doing us.
We'll air it. I'll put the 50th episode.
I'll put it out as a feed. I'll put it out there. You know, we'll take a listen to it and everything, and then I'll put it out as a
bonus
episode.
We'll probably edit it down like we do these.
And that way people... We record
for 6 hours. Folks,
imagine
this
imagine
is the
people
best.
Listening going... This, if this is edited, oh God.
This is out of 6 hours of recording over a span of 2 weeks. This is the best.
This is the best out of six.
This
hours.
Is the best.
Maybe
man.
I don't get these tickets.
anyway, second funniest podcast.
Second funniest Yay. Podcast. Thank you guys very much for listening. So send in. You could send me an email to a link, or if you need help in posting your show that you put together or recording it, just send me an email to podcast@justincomedy.com.
And, God loves you and has a beautiful plan for your life.
And we'll get that together.
TheKevinMiller.com for India updates. Justin Warson.
Is there an
comedy.
India? Oh, that's, you're already gone.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm there now.
Can you Skype us from India?
I think I can.
All right, do it.
I have Skype on my PSP.
All right. And I might have episodes. There'll be episodes coming out while you're gone.
Yeah.
All right.
We
good.
Won't miss a beat. A
lot of stuff in store. We got a lot of ideas. I'm going to shut up now.
Okay. Oh, hey.
So everybody knows that was my bad. I hit pause on the phone. Nothing's wrong with your iPod.
Oh, saucy! That's why in front of your eyes I'm invisible. But you gotta know small things also count. You better put your feet.